This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, Victory Reaction Monday. 20-10 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs for your Houston Texans, and you'll hear from the head coach of the Houston Texans a little bit later. I imagine everything slid because of the Sunday night football game. 2 p.m. is about when you should expect to hear from D'Amico Ryans right at the start of the drive, so keep that note. Also, if you care at all, apparently for the Browns, they will continue to start Shedeur Sanders for the remainder of the season.
Oh, word.
Yeah, apparently so. Apparently 360 yards, 4 touchdowns, 3 in the air, 1 on the ground is enough to get you
We'll keep
position.
You starting for the rest of the year. I guess you proved yourself.
Might as well.
All right, let's get some OG's passing thoughts.
All right, some good, some maybe that we're not ignoring in victory, but let's start with this. How about a standing ovation? If you're in a place where you can stand up, you know what? Let's do it. If you're in a place, let's start clapping.
What am I clapping for? I feel very uncomfortable. This feels like this could be a bait and switch.
Matt Burke.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Standing ovation.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Hey, we can't do that, man, because otherwise they're going to put him on this list.
He's already on the list.
No, hey, come on, man. You're too loud, man. I got to shut up about that, man.
I've often said that.
It's a done deal. Now, I don't know if he's going to get a head coaching job.
Agreed.
Defense playing.
Yeah. Multiple times. Of all the things that I was happy for and am happy for last night, not only was he getting the national attention and love, but you look at what he's done since he's taken over. You know, no question, D'Amico Ryan still has a say, still has an influence. Let's try this.
It's made in his image. He's still like kind of the.
But
the
Matt Burke is calling every play, and this defense is generational. Got to give it to that dude,
without question.
Got to give it to that dude.
No notes.
That's definitely going to help his resume for sure.
Oh, he's getting in probably 3-4 teams.
Yeah, a couple of people have texted us like, do you think that he's going to be in? In interviews now, and I'm like, yes, without question. I think he was already there. But the question that I have is, will he get jobs? And it's not even about him, because I think he will interview in a fantastic way, have a great plan, because he explains football really well. If you listen to the coordinator every week, when the coordinators step up to the podium, he explains himself so incredibly well, which I imagine works well in those sit-downs with general managers. And
he has charisma.
Yes, he's charismatic as hell.
Yes.
I think the question will be, will that team want to hire a defensive coach at any given point, which is a very particular place that you have to be in the NFL right now. But, yeah, he's absolutely going to go through the round.
As long as he gets his foot in the door, man, he can talk his way into a job, I think.
Yeah.
All right, another passing thought. Now let's just sit where we are and give a little golf clap.
Oh, okay.
Just a little. Okay. Little golf clap.
I still don't know what I'm clapping for.
Nick Caley, he had an atrocious third quarter.
First half was good.
Into the fourth quarter. But I want to give him a little credit that he normally does not get. Number one on the list is I was kind of halfway kidding about this, but I think it's very real about the identity of the Texans' offense. Is what? Just don't screw it up. I think he and, more importantly, his quarterback have embraced that. And I think some of his play calls, while it was awful in the third quarter, I think he has he had a really good play call on the touchdown pass to Woody Marks down in the red zone, the first one. That was excellent. And then in the fourth quarter, being able to understand what they are. Hey, we're only averaging 2.6 yards a carry. I don't care. A head coach wants to run the ball. We're going to run some play action. We're going to run the damn ball. And then it became 6 and 8 yard carries. You know, so a little, just a little, golf clap for Nick Caley.
Yeah, I thought that there was some really good stuff early, if for no other reason than they were aggressive. They ain't coming to this game with kind of one of those the timid nature that sometimes teams can come in with versus a team like Kansas City, even if they are not playing at that level. The image that Kansas City cast, the shadow that they cast over the last decade or so of football in the National Football League, some teams will come in scared.
Yeah.
They were like, we trying to punch you in the mouth.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, is kind of different than what this Texans team has done a lot of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So coming in and being aggressive, I kind of love that. There were some plays in here that I liked the route combinations or what have you. Was it like he was, you know, taking this to an entirely different level? I don't know. And then the third quarter, I thought that you could get
it. It was bad.
It was metronomic.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, run up the middle, and then you get to these places where your offensive line is getting absolutely bulldozed by Chris Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't make adjustments fast enough, at least not in my estimation, which is something I have questions on with Caley, is how quickly he acknowledges and changes. But you can give him credit for the way that they started in the first half, the aggression that they had. And then, as you mentioned, in the fourth quarter, knowing that, hey, man, the 3 yards that we can muster is we can muster that, and that's exactly enough to get by. I think you can give him his credit there.
All right, another couple things, maybe not on the altogether positive side. Hey, D'Amico Ryans, end of the first half is still something of a something here, man. I don't know what's going on. End of the first half, the time management.
Dude.
If anything, as confident as I am with this team right now, and I was just texting Captain Scott because he was talking about the Texans guy, and I said, I don't know what to do with my feelings right now because I'm so confident in this squad, and I've never experienced that with a Houston professional football team. As confident as I am, I'm still – is that something that's going to end up costing them?
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's quite possible, especially if they continue to have everything be so damn close. Thankfully, the defense widens margins the way that they play, but it just feels like they don't give themselves a lot of opportunities. Now, one of the things that was nice in this game is because they handled the coin flip the way that they did, you knew that there was a little bit more ease knowing that you're getting the ball coming out of half.
That was points, though, man.
But yes, agreed.
That was points.
I think the part I'm worried about is that could have easily been the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
What if it was the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
Are they going to be operating like that? Will it be a little more urgency? Mm. Will it be a little more... you know, button up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I kind of think about, because I know we kind of complaining about it, you know, the end of the first half. Mm-hmm. But when if it was, you know, 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
Also, some of the end of the first half, sorry to go backwards, with Nick Caley. There were instances where I was asking, who's the hot route in this moment?
Mm-hmm.
And some of that, I imagine, also is CJ. But, like, some of the instances, I know that the defensive line just made it so that, okay, there's a screen and they blew this up. You can't get this to the screen. But there's other instances where I was like, who was your hot route in this moment to try and counter the blitz?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that those things still need an opportunity to grow. And CJ has done a great job of, on Sunday Night Football, when he's thanking his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and giving credit to this team, he's also like, in the offense, we need to do more to help him. And then on the podium, offense, he's still keeping that front of mind, but it's evident when you still see it there.
Another passing thought, if Patrick Mahomes had made some of the plays that C.J. Stroud made, Chris Collinsworth would be smoking a cigarette and eating a bologna sandwich in the booth.
Correct.
Because he was more Pat Mahomes than Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, this is one of the things, and maybe this should have been my confession in Lunchtime Confession. I'm usually mostly agnostic when it comes to Chris Collinsworth. I know that there's a lot of people that don't like him. The Pro Football Focus thing recently has been an annoyance, and I know people brought up the idea that you see where Stingley is rated and you go, ain't no way. Yeah, there's issues. We don't have to relitigate that. But man, it was annoying last night in a way that even someone who typically is like, the broadcaster, whatever.
Yeah.
It was annoying to the level. I think with the 22 seconds left when the game was like, 10-point game.
If y'all think this game is over. No, it is.
It's like, and I understand.
It's over.
I understand a broadcaster's responsibility to continue to invest you
but
in the game.
But even the broadcasters,
but I was like, hey, man.
He was being very Tony Romo-ish a little bit. Where I'm just like, man, just be quiet for
you
a
had
minute,
to lay
man.
It on this thick, man. Goodness gracious, Chris.
When he said, if you think this game is over, I'm like, yes, it's over.
I would have been like, you want to bet?
That's right. All right, another passing thought here. Hey, man, maybe this is a little confession. I really like Red Rover Stover, man. I really like the tush.
Okay.
I really like the tush.
That was the one that was took back because of the neutral zone, because the hand.
Like a hair was sticking out of his helmet?
No, I think they called it on the hand because his helmet is on side. If anything, you talk about helmets. Chris Jones's helmet was protruding further the other way into the neutral zone, in my estimation. It's one of those weird things, the way it's officiated, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I could easily just be in a place where I don't know things, because there's a lot of times where I don't know things, and I'll acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't realized that your hand being in the dirt would be something where they go, oh, you're off sides there, buddy.
Yeah.
But apparently that'd get them. I like it. I liked it last week, too.
Mm-hmm. I thought they got him last week. They converted.
And Stover did a great job in this one, you know, taking a beat, looking at where you got the push. Thankfully, it was Ed Ingram on the right side, leaning that way and following it in. He probably got about a yard and a half on that.
Yeah.
Maybe two.
No, I am a fan. I think it's going to work. And with Jakob Johnson and
British Brooks
back there, it really, really helps. Another passing thought here. We got to just be honest here. Maybe this is something that could come back to haunt them. Still way too many pre-snap penalties.
Dude.
It was way, 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 way too many.
I've told you that I've begun color coding my notes.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow, as you might imagine, is the penalty.
How'd you come up with that?
There's a lot. Yeah. It took a lot of, there's focus groups.
That's right.
I had a color consultant and they were like, I think yellow. There's a lot of these, man. A
lot.
And it's to the point where I'm wondering, what does this say? Like, what am I to make of this is the question I'm asking myself. Mm-hmm. Is this one of those where we go to the head coach discipline type thing? Cause that doesn't feel like it fits their discipline in a lot of other ways.
Yeah.
How much of this is operational type stuff, but it's everywhere, man. Mm-hmm. And then some of it was just this crew was a little wonky. Like the face mask, I don't know. It didn't feel like he even on that play? Was that Edwards? Was that Mario Edwards?
He did. The thing is, he did get the little finger inside.
That
was a fingernail, man.
But you know that. I mean, again,
technically,
once you get into the mask,
technically that's the rules. Yeah. But I thought they was gonna let it go for just him touching.
Yeah,
because sometimes you can
touch it,
braise the face, man. Yeah. I thought it was a little braid.
Yeah, yeah. Also, I will say though, if you are mad at the illegal shift, I thought that was entirely legal, or not legal. I thought that was entirely a good call.
Oh yeah,
I thought.
How about when they're moving two guys to the right, and then
I don't even think it was the two guys.
No, and then
you need to get set. I thought you had a Jalen Nolan. Maybe this is the small things that they are using for him to not get snaps. I think he actually split snaps equally with Christian Kirk in this one.
Yeah.
But you get there. Don't take a while to put your back foot back. Get set.
Yeah.
CJ is looking at you out of his periphery, and when he sees your head stop, I'm guessing he imagines you're stopped, but your leg is still moving. You caused that. You took a touchdown off the board. That was a great touchdown. Well schemed for a Dalton Schultz. What is it? Was that a slant up the middle? Boom, touchdown.
Yeah.
That's taken off the board, and you ultimately got three there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't get that touchdown because of poor operation.
Right. One more for you here. Well, you know what? I hate to end on a down note because it was such a good game, but this is a passing thought. Jake Andrews still scares me.
Oh, he got whooped one of them.
Once?
One or two of them times. Well,
or four?
Hey, one of them was very evident.
Hey, this is an evergreen comment,
dude,
right?
It
here,
is. It scares
every
me,
single week.
I get it, Chris Jones, but you know, it wasn't just Chris Jones. He scares me in the middle of that offensive line.
I will say, though,
yeah,
I was a little surprised that it wasn't him that was the dude who got
Ingram?
His ass whooped the most. Man, that was super surprising that Ed Ingram was out there getting his ass whooped like that. Now, to be fair, Chris Jones is that dude. I just, if you looked at the production, I guess outside of what game was it where he played really well? He hadn't had many games this year where he had done that.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, maybe that's... No, it's there.
Yeah.
It is there.
Mm-hmm.
And did you see Trent Brown also getting beat on the outside late?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you got to remember, hey, the offensive line is improved, but it's not great.
Mm-hmm.
The improvement has also been helped by getting the ball out quickly. Some of these other things that have helped. and you get into this instance where you start feeling yourself too much, yeah. It can disintegrate. Yeah. I thought that was an important reminder that the Texans needed.
And Spaz was out there wilding, man. He was sending 14 people out. I was just like, damn.
He was like, here's five,
you
here's
too
six.
Many men on the field.
Yeah.
When he rushed five, it was like, oh, that's nice. He's only rushing five. That's nice.
I'm like, he out here wilding, man.
Yeah.
But that he has
it
that
worked.
On paper.
It was working.
Mm-hmm. Not only does it work, he does that. Like, this is his MO. Mm-hmm. There you go. Those are your OG's passive thoughts. Here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Titus Howard, Neutral Zone was BS. It wasn't Titus. It was that one was called on. Was that called on Titus? I thought that
Ursary.
Was called on Ursary.
Ursary, yeah.
Off the left edge. Yeah. But there you go. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Still, Victory Monday. Like, even within all of that, a victory for your Texans. 8-5, technically seventh in the playoffs as of right now. And the crazy thing about it is that felt like that was the biggest obstacle you had to run in the table. It feels like you can win 12 games. Think about that.
Yeah.
You went 0-3, and you now, I could easily see them getting to a place where they equal the best win total that they've had in their team history.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy to think about. All right, you're in the loop. Coming up next, it's about that time where we hand things off to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What you got, man?
Yeah, so just imagine a CEO of a big-time company offers you $1 billion to prove something. Could you do this?
For $1 billion?
Yep.
I have a strong feeling.
I try.
I have a strong feeling that the answer is yes, but let's find out next.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Victory Monday. Mm. Happy Monday to everyone out there. Lopez, you're a big fan of Columbia Sportswear, right?
All the time, yeah.
Are you familiar with the CEO?
Yeah, it's a woman. Well, it was a woman. It might be someone else.
Yeah,
now.
So yeah. It's a guy.
Woman founded the company.
Yeah, but the CEO of that company is Tim Boyle. Okay. Not that Tim Boyle.
Right.
Not,
yeah, I was like, that sounds familiar.
Not the quarterback Tim Boyle, the real Tim Boyle.
Good for Tim Boyle, man. Mm-hmm.
Nah, this is the real Tim Boyle right here.
Sometimes you always wonder what athletes are able to do after they done playing. Good for Tim Boyle.
Yeah, but this Tim Boyle is worth a couple billy, something light. But he had a message for everyone out there, specifically a certain pocket of the world or a group of people. And this is what he had to say.
Hi, I'm Tim Boyle. I'm the CEO here at Columbia Sportswear. And this message is for flat earthers.
Oh.
You guys claim there's an end to the earth? Well, just go snap a picture. Send it to us, and you get the assets of the company. All of it. Best of luck.
You get the whole company?
That's what he said. That's what he said. Could you do this?
No, you can't.
713-572. You wouldn't try to do this for a billion?
Okay.
I will.
Are we going to have a flat earth discussion?
Hey, I would, man, I would pull a chat GPT, make me a picture of the earth being flat. Here you go, buddy.
Why did he do this?
All of a sudden, we're going to have a flat earth discussion.
The last time that sports radio had flat earth discussions, it was Kyrie Irving actually, was this when he was in Brooklyn, or was this even before that?
Oh boy. I'll tell you what. I said I would try when you teased it, and as we've talked about, I don't even like to look at your rundown on your thing because I like to be surprised in the moment. I actually would not try.
You're not going to get on your boat and just keep going until you find it?
Keep going.
You better all play in the lottery.
That's right.
What made him do this?
Yes.
I don't know. He must have been having a conversation with somebody. You know what? Damn it.
You think the earth is flat?
Yeah,
prove it.
He thought enough was enough.
I would give you this whole damn company if you could send me a picture of the earth being flat.
That's how you know somebody was on his last nerve. It was on his last nerve.
I give up everything I work hard for.
He said, "Oh, my mama, I give you everything. I don't even care.
I let you have my wife.
How much you want to bet?
Prove this to
me. How much you want to bet? I'll bet everything. How much you want to bet?
Yeah. That's exactly what happened. He probably got into some message board or some conversation.
No, that had to be in person.
No, man, it's flat. It's flat. Trust me. No, man, I've seen stuff. Oh, you think it's flat? I'll give you $2 billion worth of my company.
Also, this had to go through legal, right? Like, he can't just...
Probably.
You didn't just put this on... Is this on, like, the Columbia official social media?
Yeah,
whatever?
I think he posted it.
Yeah.
Or did he just post it himself? That's what I'm wondering. Like, did he get mad and do this on his own, or did he take this through the entirety of the company?
It was a professional-ass video. It wasn't just, let me break out the iPhone in selfie mode. This was a professional-ass video.
I want to know what everybody else in the company thought as that was working through the chain. Like, the lawyers were like, is he for real?
I just want to see somebody come through and try to prove it.
Yeah. Oh, there probably will be someone.
Yeah. I want to see somebody like, hey, look, bro. Look. See, here's the picture right here.
This is where it ends.
Yeah.
This is where it ends.
It's the Mixtape and the Lou Sports Radio 610. If you guys were in Cleveland, Ohio doing radio, how would you start your show off, man, after the game yesterday?
That is a good question.
It's got to be about Stefanski, man.
Yeah.
It's got to be about, like, what is this bozo doing to a potential franchise quarterback?
Yeah, I'd be trying to put him on a rocket and fire him into the sun.
Yeah.
But see, it's a couple different ways you could go with this, man, because... You could, I would be talking about Stefanski right here because I felt like that was an awful job he did.
Yeah.
But also, it's the other place you could go to.
Tankathon.
No, that's another place.
Okay. You put on the cool in the gang and just celebrate good times. Yeah.
Or you could go, hey, you got a franchise quarterback.
Oh, are they doing that?
Here we go.
So
360-something, four touchdown?
Yeah, so I decided to check them out, 92.3 The Fan up there in Cleveland, Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Before I get to what they was talking about this morning, this was Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima, that Monday morning after a preseason game where Shedeur Sanders started.
And I'm going to do it. Super Bowl! Super Browns! Yeah! I think we might have one.
The circus is here.
I think we might have one. Then fine, call me the ringmaster because I'm excited. I'm so excited. I can't believe he did what he did. I thought
Carmen and Bailey were here. The circus.
I was hoping it was going to be okay. I had no idea it was going to be that good. I am busting. I am excited. Whoa. I have no idea how this season is going to turn out. But damn it, what an exciting moment. What a night. I hope you all enjoyed it.
That was after a preseason game.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was after the preseason game versus the Carolina Panthers.
Man, hope springs eternal during training camp or before, even right before training camp is even better because sometimes you actually see things in training camp where you go, oh, no. right before training camp, it's so great. It's the greatest delusion of a sports fan is just like going into every season, this is our year.
Yeah. So this was this morning. So if you didn't know, the Cleveland Browns lost to the worst team in the league, and the Tennessee Titans. But Deion Sanders had a pretty good game. Mm-hmm. This is how they started their show.
We gonna do it?
What? I'm not doing that.
You're not doing it?
Sarcastically, I'll do it.
Sarcastically? Kenny.
What?
How many yards, how many touchdowns does a quarterback need to account for you to do Super Bowl Super Browns?
Super Bowl Super Browns.
Super Browns!
Can't do it.
Yeah!
Can't do it.
Found our quarterback.
I know you don't insult the people's intelligence.
Found our
You're being sarcastic. You're being sarcastic.
I got the text from my boss
You're
this morning.
You're being sarcastic.
I got he's don't sending me paragraphs.
See, this is now you got me Hold pissed.
On. Now he's mad.
I love it. A marital spat?
Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's great radio right there.
Yeah, so it's weird because Ken was clearly pissed about the coaching decision and losing to the worst team in the league. Meanwhile, Anthony was like, hey, we got a quarterback.
Super Bowl, Super Browns.
Let's go.
It's a good bit.
Yeah
that got to be tough, just going through all of those different emotions.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Mixtape and the Loot Sports Radio 610. So a couple of current NFL quarterbacks decided to jump in the media space during the bye week.
Mm-hmm.
So you had one Jameis Winston, you had Russell Wilson, decided to, you know, be a fill-in analyst.
I'm so glad you do this.
Yeah,
so glad.
Russell Wilson decided to be a guest on, I want to say it was CBS.
No, Russ was on CBS.
Yeah,
sorry,
Russ was on CBS.
NFL and, Today.
Yep. So he was kind of hanging out. He was in studio, had the microphone and all that stuff. So here is kind of his, I guess, what he had to say about who's the most dangerous team in the AFC.
The next pun for you, the most dangerous team in the AFC.
Man, oh man. We just played the Patriots. We played Denver earlier. They had a crazy comeback, 19-point game. But I'm still going to go the most dangerous team. I'm actually going to go with the Texans. I'm going to go with the Texans. They may lose tonight, but they're going to win the rest of them. They're going to get back in the playoffs, I think, and to find a way to get in. And if they get in with that defense, they're a problem.
Thanks, Matt Ryan. Yeah. Matt Ryan has been on this. So can you give me that sound that Matt Ryan made again? Because that wasn't a human sound that he made. He was so excited that somebody agreed with him, even if it was Russell Wilson.
But I'm still going to go the most dangerous team. I'm actually going to go with the Texans.
What the heck was that?
Man. He was so excited. I feel like that's how he felt watching Azeez Alshire get an interception. Just that noise right there.
Yeah. And so he was kind of made the rounds on CBS.
Danger Russ. I see what they did there.
I see what they did there.
Ain't that his Twitter account?
Yeah.
Yep. And they also said they gave him that nickname in college.
Mm-hmm. Which college?
I have no idea. I don't think they...
Because he's a whole pack of Badgers, I never know which college he wants to talk about.
Yeah. So Jameis Winston was also doing a little media thing with Fox.
Yes.
And here's Jameis Winston on Liam Cohen.
Ever since Liam Cohen has been getting recommendations on how to pronounce Duval the right way.
He went Duval.
How would you pronounce it, James?
Duval.
What's your Broadway one?
Duval. Yes.
They all work.
The New York got to me, but I got the Jags. You got.
By the way, I do not want to see Russ Wilson in this space. He's clearly auditioning. He's clearly angling. I don't want to see
I'm
it.
I'm glad y'all said that.
I don't want to see
because
it.
Because I was wondering, because clearly they trying to do a little, they trying to work their way in a little bit. So I wonder, out of some of the current NFL players that's playing right now that are probably towards retirement a little bit, who can you see being in that spot?
I do want to see Jameis. I mean, he's just entertainment personified in it, no matter what he's doing.
Yeah, I got a couple names on here. Okay. I'm going to just run down the list.
I feel like
tell me yay or nay on these. Travis Kelce.
I'm good.
I could,
You don't see him on Fox next to Gronk
I know they can do
His brother doing a good job.
I like Jason much more than I like Travis in that space.
I think Travis will get the opportunity. I'm just saying I don't want to see it.
Aaron Rodgers.
Ooh. I think it might be interesting.
I think it would be better
you
than
don't
we
see him following Tom Brady a little bit, trying to be a color commentator.
I think Aaron would be better than we give him credit for right now, because he seems like he has the right amount of DGAF for, I'm just going to say what I need to say in this moment, which sometimes I think that they can kind of dance around, but I also, he just gets that smug look where you want to hit him in the face, and I don't know if I want to watch that all the time.
But the thing is, I think people would want to see what he's saying, and that's a big barometer. That's a big gauge of whether they're going to be successful. I'll put it this way. I'll put Aaron Rodgers ahead of Travis.
Count
Kelce.
Me as Kelce. A strong maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
Yes.
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 Von Miller.
Yes.
Oh, for sure. Got that country accent.
Yeah.
Talking about chickens and all the weird stuff that he's done in his life.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Ooh.
I don't know.
I would have to see. Yeah, I'd have to see the audition. I'd have to see how, a couple of test runs.
We really don't have that many wide receivers that get into the space, like at least at the in the legacy media space.
I could see him getting in the podcast area a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of curious if he'd be that guy that'd just be on SportsCenter, just giving his take on some of the games going on this weekend or something like that.
What are wide receivers we have in this space? Like, obviously, you have Greg Olsen's tight end. I'm stretching it. Mm-hmm. Nate Burleson.
Yeah.
And Andrew Hawkins got into it for a little bit, but he's kind of been a little bit more on the periphery now.
You got Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. How could I forget?
Yeah, Randy Moss. Yeah.
You got a couple people.
Okay, you got some White House. All right, my bad.
And then last couple of ones, Kirk Cousins.
I think he'd be great. Yeah, I think
I think Kirk would be okay.
I think he'd be great.
I think he might be a little too eager. Which again, my fault, not his. He is genuine with his, and I appreciate that. It would annoy me personally. So that's more about me than it is about him. I want to make that clear.
All right, and last one, Geno Smith.
Nah, I'm good on that.
I don't know what the analysis would look like.
Yeah.
I would like to hear him try, but I actually don't know. Because some of this is also like, oh man, that would, this person would provide good analysis. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what that, like whether he could not provide good analysis.
Yeah, it's kind of tough because like even Dan Orlowski, I would have never thought he would be as good as he is just off the strength of him being a backup quarterback or not that good.
Yeah.
Oh, but this is a great answer on the YouTube page. Shout out to Sean. Calais Campbell. Yeah, sign me up every day and twice on Sunday. 100%. Yeah. Like he is really smart. He is super nice, which I don't know how much that you value that, but it's kind of cool to have a dude where it's like, ah, I know he's a great
somebody
guy.
Likeable. Yeah.
Also, his voice is hilarious, man. He, sounds like a friendly monster in a kid's movie.
That's right.
He is fantastic. So there you go. There's another fantastic edition of the mixtape right here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. 1:20 p.m. is when you catch it every day. At the Figgy Fig, if you see something mixtape worthy to throw in there, Jimmy Smith is one somebody throws in here. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you guys getting involved. We always like that. All right, coming up next, we'll get ready to hand it off to the fellas of the drive. But before we do that, I would like to salute again a dude who I believe was one of the most important guys in this football game. We'll do that next.
Mahomes and the gun on 2nd and 10 from the Chiefs, 8-1 back. It's Hunt. Mahomes to throw, 4-man rush. Mahomes unloads downfield and tipped and intercepted. Azeez Al-Shaair has it off the deflection. Another pick, third of the game for Houston. Wow! Kelce could not hang on. Azeez got it. Hot potato pick. And the Texans have the ball in Chiefs territory again.
Interception number 3 on the game. 6 turnovers for the Texans team when they faced off against Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. This defense, man, incredible. It's funny because we talked about it, like this defense being all world in a way, and how they weren't turning over the ball or they weren't like creating a lot of turnovers.
Update?
Now, they have more interceptions than they have touchdowns allowed.
Yes. The numbers,
I think,
are,
it's 15 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
Sheesh.
The numbers are getting a little bit ridiculous. Can I interest you in some numbers, which I know is the answer is going to be
buddy.
Yes.
Buddy. Yes. Every day, yes. I would like numbers.
Since the Seattle loss
on
Monday night, this defense has 22 sacks, 12 interceptions, and has allowed 33% third down conversions. They're averaging 93 yards rushing given up, and they forced 34 punts.
Jeez, is that good?
They're just, it's just, it's an all, you know, we haven't even said this today. I mean, there's no question anymore, right? This is a generational defense.
Without question.
This is one of the greatest defenses of this century since 2000.
You tell me, old man, you've seen a lot of defenses.
I have.
How does it sit on your conscience, like compared to what you have seen in your history?
Well, I'll put it this way. I was listening to McClain earlier this morning on Texans radio. And he said, this is one of the 3 best defenses I've ever seen. Well, I saw the other 2 defenses he's talking about, too. He was saying, like, the old love you, and I wasn't covering the team then. I was in high school, but nevertheless, he said, the love you blue, I think it was a 12-year veteran. No, he's talking about the love you blue defense with Elvin Bethea, 3 Hall of Famers,
yep.
Curly Culp. Then he talked about the House of Pain defense. And I'm sitting there going, this defense is better than those. I mean, seriously, 3 Hall of Famers on that.
You about to tick McClain off?
I know,
man.
I am.
How many Hall of Famers then do you got here?
Yeah, well, who knows? Well, let's put a pin in there.
Nah, go ahead and call you a shot.
Let's put a pin.
Put Jalen Petrie in the Hall of Fame already.
We're barely putting him in as an All Pro. But I think, you know, I think this is the best defense I've ever seen in Houston. Full stop. Ever. That's that good.
Yeah, and that's incredible. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely incredible. I mean, they're the Ravens 0-1 defense. And I think eras matter because it's tough. I know there's a refrain that's happening on the text line, at least between a couple of our texters and ourselves, that, you know, well, CJ's better than Trent Dilfer, right? Like, and that he 100% is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think also, like, it's just a different NFL.
Yeah.
For the modern NFL, but this is some level of equivalent. It's been fantastic because it's the front, it's the back, and now you're even seeing the level in the middle also showing up with the likes of, you know, Azeez Al-Shaair being a little bit of everything, right? Including giving you some coverage in a way that you had not prior. I do want to get to Azeez and what he said on postgame show. Actually, I'll do that first. I know we got someone on the line. I'd like to get there. But this was Aziz on the postgame show with Sean and Clint. And this was what he said about the interception that he had.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
All right. No problem. But yeah, I found it to be very interesting. Like, he had such a reflective view of this game as a whole in Kansas City. Like, it makes sense. He's that heart and soul of that team we talked about earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. And he had that heart and soul reflection of, this is where we were crying at the end of that playoff game. And so he said, we're not leaving until we get a win, which in my brain, I'm like, what would have happened?
Keep playing.
What would have happened if we lost? He's just like, nope, not leaving, not getting on the plane.
Right, I got it.
But this was Aziz on the postgame show talking about the interception.
Yes. I mean, we were in like a quarters coverage, and Kelsey had ran the seven routes a couple times. And so I have him, if he goes vertical, he was going vertical, but I could just tell by the way he was starting to break down, he was going to break out. And so Henry was kind of underneath, put air on the ball, and I just drove the route until when I saw the ball kind of hit Kelsey and pop in the air, I just, like, my eyes got big and I just caught it. But, you know, like, I remember this before the game because the guy's been giving me crap really the last year and a half. I mean, since I've been in Houston, I've dropped seven interceptions. So for me, it's like, you know, I almost like, man, you can't catch. You know, I have all type of stuff going on. I'm just like, you know, before the game, I just made a prayer. I'm like, God, maybe I actually can't catch, but I know anything is possible. So please find a way to help me catch this ball. So when I caught the ball, that's the first time I just so grateful. I dropped to my knees in the end zone and just thanking God because I was just so grateful. And, you know, a lot of guys been telling me that the big play was coming. It's going to come when we most need it. And so for it to come in that moment, it was awesome.
Just an incredible play. We all saw it. If you didn't, you need to go see it. You know, obviously, you know, you just heard him talk about the importance of it to him and sort of,
my man was praying about getting
exercising those demons and all that. But the other part of this was, you know, to be, and I fully believe he thought of all those things. Oh, Henry's underneath. I better go over here. I'm gonna drive to the ball. I mean, in that moment, at that speed, against those players, to be able to process like that and be able to make the play is incredible. And then the other part of it, we talked about it earlier, I think Travis Kelce was scared. I think that this defense put the fear of God in everybody in red last night.
Yeah, I love the description that he had because it points to how everything ties together, front to back, middle, all of it.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phone line where I'm being told we got Larry and Stafford. Larry, what's popping, man?
What's going on, Reggie Lopez Figgy? Hey, man, it's that Monday after that massacre in Kansas City, so I had to get in, man. Look here, J-Lo, this is the best defense that has ever been in the H, man. I watched all of them, and trust me when I tell you, back in 79 and 80 when the Oilers went to the AFC Championship game against Pittsburgh, we watched them boys go up there and lose that game with Mike Renfro touchdown being called back. Then we watched the 93 Oilers go to Buffalo and have that thing fall apart up in Buffalo. And then, obviously, we watched Bill O'Brien with that 24-0 lead in Kansas City. This kind of get back was and lick back is what we've been waiting for to happen to get this team the kind of respect that they have garnered. And I'll say this, man. Look, I'm a big fan of Taylor Swift, right? But her ass is about to write an album that my girl Jen told me about that is going to just make the whole Kansas City Chiefs organization start crying. Because when she break up with Kelce over the way his ass got dealt with last night, that album is going to be epic. I already got some titles for the songs she's going to play. But I could just tell you, this team is the best defensive team I've seen. And we cannot say this without saying the other side of this. Lopez, I don't know what the hell wrong with Nick Caley, man. I really don't. I really don't understand some of the play calls he makes. But he has to be able to step his game up, man. That third quarter was enough reason on my block to make me want to go find Nick Caley at the airport and figure out exactly what the hell kind of plays he was calling. Because that game wasn't supposed to be even close because we were a better team. And to do Pat Mahomes and Josh Allen the way that defense has done them, all we need is that offense to do a little bit more than what they did. But I'm going to take the win because, boy, your boy was on one last night. But I could tell you, this team has something special written about them. And the way D'Amico is holding them boys together and holding them accountable, the way that my boy Jalen Petrie from Stanford is hitting, Lopez, this is going to be a fun four games, the next four games in our hall.
That's right. That's
right. It really
is. I mean, you got a Cardinals team that I mean, it feels like they're ascending Kyler Murray already to the gulag. Mm-hmm. Jacoby Brissett is out there doing his best, but he can only do so much. You got the Raiders, who that's been a mess of a team. The Chargers, we've talked about them. They're playing tonight.
Who knows what they are?
Monday Night Football will be really interesting. Mm-hmm. You might be able to put them out of their misery before you even get there. Although you know they're still in a playoff spot right now. But if the Eagles can get a win tonight, you put them in more urgency and see more of what breaks them down mm-hmm. before you get them. And then you got a Colts team that just saw their starting quarterback go down for the season with an Achilles injury. And then, you know, another dude who was competing for that starting spot at the beginning of the season is still on IR. He'll probably be back, well, if he is returning this season, by that time. Or you'll be seeing the likes of Riley Leonard, who also was dealing with a knee injury, apparently, is something I learned this hour.
Mm-hmm.
Or Brett Rypien. Like, that is, whew, you can easily win out and have 12 wins. And that's the high most wins that you've gotten in a season as a Texan, right?
That is, and I'll go back to what I've said at least twice today, because it is weird, and I can sense it kind of from Larry and Stafford as well. You're so confident in what this defense can do, and it's so, as you laid out, it's so obvious that you can easily win out with this defense. I kind of feel like I don't know what to do with this. You know, we've never really been in this spot too often where it's like, this is a squad and this is a squad that can beat anybody and nobody is out there that can scare me. It's just a matter of just doing a little bit more offensive, or at least a little bit more of a complete game offensively, because I think there were some good moments, and obviously C.J. Stroud made a lot of those good moments by doing Patrick Mahomes things. So, you know, how much of that? I think he was smart. I'm really looking forward to asking Clint this, if not – on the air, off the air.
That's one of the benefits. We got free access to Clint Sterner and Seth Payne and all the gentlemen on this. We just be hitting them up.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.